Good morning. It's Weekend Ozarks at Large. It is Sunday, April 14th, 2013. I'm Kyle Callums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
I think we should tell them to go away.
Who?
All the people listening who haven't done their taxes.
Oh no, yeah. You've got till midnight tomorrow night.
Okay, don't go away then.
No, never tell them to go away, Becca.
He hates it when I do that.
You can also file for an extension.
Okay, file for an extension and stay with us.
Yes.
Okay, this really is an interesting story, even if I do say so myself. There's film coming to Fayetteville.
Mm-hmm.
It's called They Were Promised the Sea. And the filmmaker's name is Kathy Wazana. This is part of Caravanserai.
Okay.
She is from Casablanca, Morocco.
Mm-hmm. Casablanca.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
How romantic.
Yes. And she is Jewish. And she is an Arab. And so this is all really interesting. She says that her culture, when she was a child, her neighbors were Muslim and Christian and Spanish and Italian and French, and nobody thought anything about it. And the Muslims helped their Jewish neighbors when there were times that, like, they couldn't cook
mm-hmm.
on Saturday.
Sure, sure.
They would watch their food in the village ovens so that it was ready at the end of the day. And it was a very interdependent, integrated community. Well, then there was an effort in the 60s to, in her perception, to evict the Jews, to get the Jews to leave all of the Arabic countries and either come to the United States, come to Canada, go to Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
And she realized as she was growing up that something had happened she didn't quite understand, that there was no reason for the Jews to leave these communities where they were part of the community, even if it was an Arab community. So she's made this film going back and talking to folks in Morocco, and it's being shown here again as part of Caravanserai, which means a place where people meet and work together. And so her film is the perfect illustration of how that happened and then how it was disrupted. She's very interesting. She grew up in Toronto because that's where her parents picked when they left. The film is being shown at 7 o'clock on Thursday at Giffels Auditorium in Old Main on the university campus in Fayetteville. And then there are other events as part of this Caravanserai visit. There's a music workshop and Q&A with the Orchestra of Fez.
Yes.
At 7 o'clock on Tuesday in the Pomfret Hall Great Room on campus.
Oh.
There's one at 6:30 on Wednesday at the Fayetteville Public Library. There's a lecture on Friday by Philip Schuler, who is a professor emeritus of ethnomusicology at the University of Washington. That happens at noon in Old Main Room 319. And then on Friday night, the Orchestra of Fez performs at 7:30 at Walton Arts Center. And tickets for that are $10 to $25.
Most are 10 because it's part of the 10 by 10.
Mm-hmm. So fascinating. If you missed the story in Friday's What's Up and you're interested in this topic, I would send you there. Not on ego, but because it's a very interesting topic. Later today, Anything Goes.
One show today.
2 o'clock at the Walton Arts Center. Tickets start at $40. The matinee for Rumors, the Neil Simon farce at the Arts Center of the Ozarks in Springdale, is at 3 o'clock. The FLW weigh-in and a country concert by Dylan Scott happens at 3 o'clock at the John Q. Hammond Center in Rogers. Kyle highly endorses going and seeing some big fish.
I tell you, it's a big production.
So they fish on Beaver Lake and then bring them to the John Q.
Yes.
Hammond Center?
Yes, and the big weigh-in at the end tells you who is the champion. And there's a lot of money at stake.
It's, why haven't we done a story on on a fishing tournament?
Why haven't we? Who's been doing this show for 23 years? Ask him.
I heard someone say that one of the fishermen reported he spent $15,000 last year on gas for his boat.
How much?
$15,000.
Well,
American
I mean,
dollars.
This is a big-time tour.
Right.
I mean, there's
mm-hmm.
fishing fantasy leagues people mm-hmm. do. This is a big, major sport.
So if you don't understand any of this,
right.
you can just go see Dylan Scott. And if you want to understand this, stay for the weigh-in.
Right.
Three Penny Acre tonight.
At George's.
Debut of Rag & Bone, their newest album, 8 o'clock. I wouldn't just show up at the door.
No, call.
Yeah. And you can call now because we're
yes.
done.
Okay.
Or at least I'm done.
Okay, yes.
I'm done for now. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
What does it take for an ordinary person to become violent?
That line between good and evil which privileged people like to think is fixed and impermeable, with them on the good side and the others on the bad side, I knew that line was movable and it was permeable.
I'm Guy Raz. Join us next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR.
The TED Radio Hour, just ahead at noon here on KUAF.